أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala referred to Abraha and his army. The people who were with him as Ashabi Fil, the people of the elephants. Whereas they were actually also the owners of those elephants, and they could be have been referred to as the owners of the elephants. But the people of the elephants, ulama explained that there is a close indication here that they were like the elephants, like animals they were. They had no brains in them. Like, of course, animals all have got brains also, but very limited. Like that, they were also just like animals, as Allah says in other places in the Quran. At another place, ulaika kal an'am. That these people who do not believe in Allah, who don't consider the consequences of their actions, etc., they are just like animals. They just carry on like animals. So these people were also like animals. Therefore, they did not consider of a very, what a grievous thing they were undertaking to go and destroy the Kaaba Sharif. Because, so to say, they had no brains. That's why they went to venture and to go and do such a terrible thing. Otherwise, if they had some brains, they should not have ventured into this field. They should have thought that the house of Allah, how can we ever attack it? And even before Islam, the Kaaba Sharif enjoyed great respect in the eyes of the people. So they were doing all their shirk and all their other wrong beliefs there. But they had great respect and honor for the house of Allah. And yeah, he wanted to go and destroy it, so he could not think for himself that what a terrible thing I am doing. Another point which the ulama explained here is that Abdul Muttalib, the chief of the people of Mecca and was the chief mutawalli of Kaaba Sharif, at this point he came and he stood the door of the Kaaba and he said, "Oh Allah, this is your house and you will look after your house." And he handed and put his full trust in Allah Ta'ala, though being a mushrik and worshipping the idols. But at this point he put it fully in the trust of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah looked after it so well that though the people of Mecca, they left Mecca Sharif, they went to the mountains, and Abraha, he felt more that now I will have no obstacles, nobody to come and oppose me, and I will do as I want to and break the Kaaba Sharif. But Allah Ta'ala took such care of the house of Allah. In the same way, we also should try and develop our iman and our yaqeen on Allah, that whatever matters we have, we leave them totally to Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah will look after it, Allah will look after it more better than what we can look after our matters. So it is necessary we make an effort that together with that iman that we have, that Allah does everything, that yaqeen must also be there, and we hand it over solely and completely to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Kya tu ne na dekha, kaise kya tere Rab ne haathi walo ke saath. Did you not see? And here Allah uses the word see, like to put the thing which is visual and in front of you, because this incident happened just before the birth of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the people who saw this incident, they were still living. After 40 years, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got nubuwwah. And then the surah Alam Tara is also from the beginning, a surah that were revealed. So Allah refers to the people who were present at that time, and they saw with their eyes how the people of Abraha, the people of the elephants, how they were destroyed. So Allah refers to it as, did you not see? And also, like what a person sees with his eyes, he knows it is 100%. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is such an incident which you know so perfectly, and it is as though that you have seen it with your eyes. And that how Allah Ta'ala dealt with the people of the elephants, that is those people whose brains were also like animal brains, like elephant brains, and they did not consider the consequences of the action. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. Kya nahi kar diya unka daav ghalat. Did we not completely destroy all their planning? And their planning, we did it fully against them. We turned their planning against themselves. And this is also the great system of Allah Ta'ala. Many times a person plans that I will save myself in this, doing this. Like for example, taking out an insurance policy. But in that insurance policy, Allah puts your destruction. In what we think that we're going to protect ourselves and save ourselves. And when there are those haram things, then in those very same things, Allah make our destruction. Like Abraha came, but he's planning to destroy the Kaaba. And when he came to the Kaaba, where instead of the Kaaba getting destroyed, in his planning of destroying the Kaaba, in that planning, Allah destroyed him. So this is, Allah is beyond all measure. We cannot fathom, we cannot measure Allah. Allah's qudrat is above everything. Why it is for a slave and a servant of Allah to totally submit to Allah Ta'ala. Find out what the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are and then totally submit to those commandments and not try and use our own brains and our own ways, even of protecting ourselves. How many cases we experienced. A person was met whose daughter got 9 distinctions in her matric. And when they praised him, he said, I wish he had 1 distinction of respecting me. In all the distinctions of hers, she has got no time for me. She doesn't regard me as anything whatsoever. So in what the father regarded as the great success of the daughter, that very same thing, Allah made it his failure. And he saw and what condition he suffers psychologically, mentally, that the daughter that he expected must be so good to him, that very daughter in that education, this Western education, in there Allah put the destruction. So over and over Allah shows this, that Allah Ta'ala's qudrat is above everything. And we should not try and oppose Allah in any way whatsoever. In that lies our own destruction. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. And this surah is a surah we read commonly in our namazes. And that we take the lessons from here and they come into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.